The long-awaited bankruptcy of Sears finally happened. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 15th of October. Thanks for coming by, everybody. So, what is the future of oil if the United States sanctions Saudi Arabia? We've got some thoughts on that. According to Treasury data released today, the United States fell over $779 billion in the red. Could we see a return of the gold guys? Gold prices are headed back up. Those stories, the markets, and a conversation with Congressman John K. Delaney of Maryland. He's the first announced Democratic candidate for the 2020 election. We'll talk business, public policy, and getting things done in Congress. Also today, Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer with some interesting events happening in and around the metro. Stay with us. That Sears story is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Sears, the company which employs 68,000 people, filed for Chapter 11 early this morning in White Plains, New York. Eddie Lampert, the hedge fund manager who propped up the retailer for years with lifelines and financial engineering, is stepping down immediately as the chief executive officer. According to a Sears statement, Lampert's ESL Investments is negotiating a financing deal, while it's also discussing buying a large chunk of the company's store base. The financing would help ensure that much of Sears and Kmart stores are kept open through the crucial holiday season. Lenders and Lampert will, in the meantime, begin hashing out through the courts how much, if any, of the company will remain a going concern after the holidays. Sears sold everything from Craftsman tools to Kenmore appliances, but lost its footing back in the 1980s with expansions into financial products like banking, mortgages, insurance, and even credit cards. Walmart overtook Sears as the biggest retailer in the early 1990s. In a related story, mall owners, have you thought about this? Wow. Mall owners who have been grappling with the retailer's store closing and diminished ability to attract shoppers for years must now contend with the possibility of a full liquidation, which would mean a glut of retail real estate in already oversupplied markets. For now, a majority of stores will continue to operate. From the list of states losing the most Kmart or Sears stores are Michigan, Illinois, and Texas. Here in Iowa, the Sears store in Davenport will close, and the Kmart on Hubble Avenue in Des Moines will also close. Stay tuned for more. So now, Ford Chairman Bill Ford and J.P. Morgan Chase boss Jamie Dimon have both opted to drop out of that Saudi Arabia conference, after the country's suspected role in the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Nevertheless, mounting threats from around the world to punish Saudi Arabia, including the possibility of U.S. sanctions, are rattling the oil-soaked nation and drawing sharp words in response. Here's what the kingdom said in a press release. Quote, "The kingdom confirms and affirms that if it receives any action it will respond with greater action. In other words, don't mess with us. One of those actions could be a result in oil rising to $200 to $400 a barrel, and that is exactly what the Saudi state television is suggesting. People are treading lightly on this for probably some good economic reasons, but still, the story is absolutely horrific. Well, according to data released today by the Treasury Department, the U.S. federal government closed the 2018 fiscal year $779 billion in the red as tax cuts hit revenues and the government paid more to service a growing national debt. The deficit for the fiscal year, or the 12 months through September, was the largest since 2012. Economists generally viewed the corporate and individual tax cuts passed by the Trump administration late last year and an increase in government spending, and they said, hey, look, this is going to just tank the national deficit. It's going to be a problem. And guess what? The birds came home to roost today. The deficit in the 12 months through September was $113 billion, or 17% bigger than in the same period just a year ago. Well, with equities being rattled and increased tensions are happening with regard to trade in Saudi Arabia, gold is getting another look by investors. Some analysts are suggesting the price of gold will go even higher, and if so, could we see a return of the gold guys? You know, the chaps that buy your unwanted gold as if you had any? Gold futures for December rose by 0.7% today to $1,230 an ounce and were up by 3.5% last week. So if gold does continue its climb, it is just a matter of time that we'll once again see the gold guys back on late night TV. Speaking of the gold market, let's check out what happened today on Wall Street. The markets did try, but in the end failed to gain back ground that they lost last week. The Dow ended 89 points lower after rising by more than 140 points at its session high. The S&P 500 slid by 0.6% as the tech sector fell by more than 1%. Also, the tech-heavy NASDAQ shed nearly 0.9% today. Also on the tech side, chip makers lost value as well. Last week, the major indexes registered their worst weekly loss since March as interest rates jumped to multi-year highs. The 10-year Treasury note yield rose last week to 3.26% before trading around 3.16% today. Investors fretted that a sharp rise in yields would lead to higher borrowing costs and ultimately slow down the world economy. Apple and Netflix pulled back by more than 0.5% each. Netflix fell after Raymond James slashed its price target on the video streaming giant. Apple dropped after Goldman Sachs said the tech giant's earnings could fall short this year as demand in China slows. Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet also traded lower on the day. All of this is happening as the latest corporate earnings season is kicking into high gear. Netflix, Morgan Stanley, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, and Honeywell are among the companies scheduled to release third-quarter earnings yet this week. Today, Bank of America reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue. However, the stock fell by more than 1% in early trading. Expectations for this earnings season are high. Analysts polled by FactSet expect third-quarter S&P profits to have expanded by 19% on a year-over-year basis. At the close today, the Dow lost those 89 points to settle at 25,250. The NASDAQ fell to 74,30, and the S&P 500 was down 0.5% to 27,50. And as we said earlier, gold is growing in price today, up $7.80 to trade at $1,295.90 on the trade today. Oil gained 34 cents to end the day at $71.68 a barrel, and that 10-year T-note pays 3.16%. When we come back, a conversation with Congressman John K. Delaney, a Democrat from Maryland. He is the first announced candidate for president in 2020. And we've got so much to talk about. Come on back.